首先
First of all,
请大家
Please put your hands together
观想
Visualize Paying the great prostration to our Guru Guru Grandmaster All the lineage masters and all the Buddha Bodhisattvas on the shrines Grandmaster Lead Master Lian Jie And all masters Dharma instructors Reverends Members In person and online Good evening, everyone.
此时此刻,
At this time,
在这里我想先,
sitting here, I would like to first show my appreciation to Grandmaster who has received perfect awakening and who's willing.
感恩您,
Thank you so much.
把自己,
and who's willing to share all his achievement of Buddhahood,
把宝,
put into writing,
了脱,
and more precious true Buddhist Dharma to
听闻的佛法, 找到了这,
everyone so we can learn to also obtain the same achievement.
您的教导
Your teaching Thank you for saving all sentient beings
赐予弟子的一切
And all your gifts And I believe everyone is like me Who can't wait for Grandmaster's Dharma talk And everyone is showing the joyfulness Seeing Grandmaster being here in person And sitting here right in front of us We can see Grandmaster And listen to him, his teaching in person,
可以得到佛光的普照,
to receive the blessing from Grandmaster.
现在呢,
we are the most fortunate.
简单的讲一点点自己,
and I'll share a little bit of my summary,
做好本分,
to do best of my duty.
本分这两个字常,
recently, duty often came to my mind.
提醒,
and this reminders, friendly reminders are from my, traditioners and these are very basic
and
duties are the basic responsibilities and based on your environment and positions for your governor to think of all the citizen and not to be greedy or scandal and make the first the righteous to be a model And being an employee, listen to your boss and do your duties. And to be a children, to listen to your parents and respect and obey. And being a parent, then just assist the husband and teach kids. And be a student, study hard. And to be a fortunate Dharma practitioner, respect the teacher, treasure Dharma, and practice diligently. Therefore, she think of this, what is her duty to be a reverence? What is the duty to think what is the duty for a reverence? So it always remind her of a friend saying, to be a reverence, you already enter into this idea of emptiness. Why do you think so much? So,As a reverence, there's no self. So there's no self, there's no desire, and there's no attachment. If there's... When you have no desire, then you don't have attachment. So a reverence, your heart is filled with compassion. And always think of the others and pray for the others. And to purify one's mind.And that will help you return back to its initial stage, the pure mind, pure body. So, to be a reverence duty, if this is not right, then I hope someone can teach me more. So, understanding one's duty in the reality, how can we improve oneself? So, once I enter into the Buddhahood, then we have to correct our doing behaviors.And follow teacher's teaching, and one step at a time, and to continue going forward, and to have the righteous thoughts, and stay in the middle path, and always think out of yourself, and pure all thoughts, and be consistent with the pure mind into all doings, without any differentials of like or dislike, and use the pure thought to do all things, that's the kindness, mercy, joy, and giving. peacefulness to fulfill our duty. So that will be one step closer to awakening. So if we can fulfill our duty and fulfill the morale, relationship, and merits, and we'll have better world. And hopefully one day I'll be like everyone to fulfill my duty. And hope everyone can fulfill their own duty and maintain the steadiness and be liberal a person. Please put our hands together again to pay our great respect to our Grand Master, all the lineage masters, and all the Buddha Bodhisattvas on the shrine, Grand Master, Masters, and Reverend Dharma instructors, and everyone here, and everyone online, good evening. First, we would like to show our appreciation to our Grand Master to be here and sitting with us in Seattle. So we'll do an applause to welcome him home. Earlier, we heard Reverend Lian Zong's Dharma talk. It's perfect. Yes, we have to fulfill our own duty. As a reverend, we have our own duties as a reverend. So be a lay person. You have your own duty as well. Like Grandmaster said, everyone, we have to cultivate once a day. That is the true Buddhist Dharma cultivator. That will fulfill as a practitioner's duty. So hopefully everyone will fulfill. And as a reverence, we cultivate four times a day as our duty. So in my heart, I always thought three words, three verses always surrounding in my heart. The first, all sentient beings are home, the root word home. Tudan Daraji Master has mentioned that before. So why do I think of that word? So sentient beings all have the Buddhahood in their own heart. And everyone can achieve awakening. So we cannot look down on any sentient being. And Grandmaster said, any person can become a Buddha themselves. So everyone has a Buddha heart. So we respect the Buddha heart of a sentient being. So it's equal, no difference. Grandmaster has written before, equal. And remember when Grandmaster's mother passed away, and Grandmaster moms have to remind the Grandmaster to see everyone as equal. So it's very difficult to cultivate the equality. It's not an easy thing to do because a lot of people have the differential in their heart. Even with friends or family, will be closer to them and will treat them different. And someone else that you don't know, maybe you'll just say, ah, forget it. So to be equal for every person, every sentient being, is really difficult. So being a person, we have this drawbacks. And when we see someone, and we'll see their faults, they're bad. And sometimes we'll see this person and we don't feel like we liking this person. So that is already not equal. So when we see people, we just remind ourselves. And sometimes we look at this person and we look at their wrong things. Or something that we don't think is perfect. We have to remind ourselves to say something good rather than think of the bad. And before, when Grandmaster wasn't here, there are still a lot of people come in with us, even though like a lot of cultivators actually came down from Canada, and almost every Saturday they came over. Think about it, 3 hours, back and forth, 6 hours. This kind of energy is being, is very respectful. And they can put down their duties of their family and job, and just to come all the way here to Seattle from Vancouver to just to listen to Grandmaster. And this time they spare to get close to the Dharma, that's something that we should appraise. And came here to help out. Dining room. And a lot of people came over, came in to help, and we really appreciate their willingness to contribute their time. And Grandmaster has, although there's a lot of bad saying about me, but I will not say something back to them, because that is equal. I see them as Buddha. So it doesn't matter how how famous you are when you are alive, or you are a famous governor, or just someone that no names. But till the end, it's all equal, because we all have to go into the death. So it's all equal. So think about this, then you'll have that equality mind come to you. So at the end, in this world, there's a lot of things that we cannot understand, but we have to see as equal. And a lot of love, hate, we still have to see it equal. Buddhism has the most equality mind in their doctrine. So we all know you are a Buddha. And heart and sentient being are all equal. Equal, equal, equal. And life till the end is all illusion. No gain, no lose. So all sentient beings are home, the letter home. So that help her to remind her to have this no gain thought. So there's nothing you gain. So that will help you stop your greediness and your hatred and your stupidity. And another one is everything is from our affinity. Start with affinity and end with affinity. So it's all a life, a birth and a death. And your life doesn't matter is how famous you are or how rich you are. Everyone has an end. There's no change from long ago. No one can spare from the death. So everyone comes to an end. Everything comes to an end. And there's nothing you gain. So when you think about that, then you have no attachment. So you let go of a lot of things. Because everything is based on our fate and our karma. And we have this fortune to be here, to cultivate together and cultivate two Buddhist Dharma and listen to Grandmaster's teaching. And who knows, in the future, how would that turn out to be in the future? Who can tell? And Grandmaster in Taiwan, Shimu, has said Grandmaster will often go back to Taiwan. And for myself, I don't know where I will be. And I have been in Taiwan for 30-something years. And I have been in Seattle for more than 15 years. So who knows what's going to be happening in the future. Maybe I will go back to Taiwan. Who knows? Anything funny? Well, because it's all based on our fate and everything in this world is just incident. So if you just think about the incident, then there's start, there's end. So then you have detachment. And Amitabha has said, if you don't have enough merit, you cannot go to the pure land. So think about life. At the end, there's nothing you can take with you. Only the karma, the things that you did, the cause and effect, the karma, only that can follow you. So that reminds us to purify ourselves by doing the cultivation once a day. So we have to see the path of attaining the Buddhahood. So that will help us to diligently cultivate. And the third verse,
就是冥冥中自有定数。
In life, there's
都是冥冥中自有定数的。
我曾经一早起来,
诶, 我觉得 我,
settlement
好像不是很好。 诶, 出门前, 我, 我怎么突然间又撞到他?
Infinity.
我知道我今天可能不太顺利哦。 觉得可能会有什么事情发生。
Well, like one day, I would just feel awkward.
尽量很紧,
and then that will remind her, remind myself to,
要来的还是会来,
to be cautious.
其实呢,
it's predestined.
哎, 真的是所谓的不可避免的命运啊。
So sometimes things does happen, so it's predestined. So there's nothing you can avoid. Because it's already fixed.
生活都还很好啊，为什么我修行了之后反而觉得好像越来越不顺？
And sometimes you think why? After cultivation, some of the disciples actually came over and asked questions. When they have the illness, they think, oh, because I cultivate long, why do I getting all these hindrances? Well, this is all because of our karma, nothing to do with the cultivation.
就像我刚刚讲的, 冥冥中都是,
that's because of the predestiny infinities. So when we see hindrances or difficulties, we have to learn from these lessons and accept and try to repent. And if we don't suffer, sometimes it's like no payback, no equal. So if you don't pay the thing dues back, then we cannot be pure.
常常检讨啊,
so we always have to repent and correct ourselves from the wrongdoing.
And
the best thing is to cultivate diligently. So for those who does not cultivate, it's very hard to correct their hindrances or reduce their karma, the bad karmas. So when we see difficulties, don't be depressed. We just try to purify ourselves, purify our mind, speech, and body. Then that will help us correct our wrongdoings.
And
just to live the best of your life.
Because
everything is infinities.
一想一想, 哎,
so when you thought about this predestiny, then there's nothing that you could be deluded or desire attached to.
那好好,
just try to live the best.
将来呢,
and hope everyone can cultivate diligently and one day go to the pure land.
没有阳光, 人生是有很多的不容易,
life is full of difficulties. Doesn't matter what kind of difficulties you meet.
记得,
just remember,
不要想不,
don't give up.
哦, 不要气馁, 我们心中,
don't give up. Always, as a cultivator, always remember,
像现在呢,
have hope.
啊, 大家看这个四局, 这么纷纷劳,
especially at this time, we see a lot of disaster around this world and the economy. A tsunami.
Just
to have hope, even at this time. Think of our Grand Master. Think about the treasures of dharmas that we have.
会有拨云见日，否极泰安。
There will be one day the clouds will disappear and we'll see the sun again.
今天就以此和大家共。
And this is what we'd like. I would like to share with everyone tonight.
早日。
And hope everyone diligently cultivates to attain the awakening.
我代表大家恭世尊法语开示。
I'll represent everyone to ask Grandmaster to give her to give his Dhamma speech.And I'll pass the translation to Hanifa.
敬礼两名和尚，萨迦正空上师，十六世大法华，敬礼。坛城三宝
Homage to the three jewels represented on the altar
四目
四目
这是用
This is a habit
各位上师
Our masters Dharma educators
各位法师
Dharma teachers
讲师助教各位
Dharma educators, assistant Dharma teachers, all disciples,
大家吉祥
leaders of chapters, everyone watching over the internet, let all be auspicious.
我是昨天晚上刚回来。
Last night, I just got back. And today, I'm attending the groupcultivation.
这一次出去一个月。
This time I was away for a month.
快乐。
It was very happy at the same time it was also full of hardships. First it was very hot. Almost 40 degrees Celsius.
人也晒黑了。
And also got burned and look old.Seem like I lost weight.
有一点，也有一点感染哈。
And also infected a little bit.
因为车子里面呢。
Because in the bus,
catch cold.
There were people who were catching cold.
有一半的人都
almost half of the people.
那我一个一个
were affected.And when I give blessings to them after the trip, upon returning to Taiwan, I felt that I was also infected with the virus. And then when I got back here, I still could feel it a little bit. But it's the end of it. And of course, it's inevitable that I would cough a little bit, but it's nothing much.
那这次出去呢，有三个很大的感应呢。
This trip, we had three great spiritual responses. First, it was very hot. The sun was shining very hot.
每一次晒到实在没有办法，我就跟。
And when it was getting too hot, I told the sun, "Are you burning us to death?"
讲完这句话以后啊。
And after saying this, immediately there's cloud covering the sun. Several times. And there's another great response. And Simu already mentioned it at the Taiwan ceremony there.
我们在做参访游览的时候啊
When we were touring on our trip, it was not raining.
但是只要最后一个人
But as soon as the last person got on the bus, then it would start to rain.
一停车的时候
When the bus stops for the next point of interest, then the rain would stop. And then when we got on the bus, then the rain would start again. For over 10 days, every time it happened like that. So the rain god was traveling with us. I told the rain, you can rain when we get on the bus. But when we are touring, then don't rain on us. That was the second spiritual response.
第三个感应呢,
and the third one,
每到 这个有佛菩萨的地方,
when we got to a place where there were Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, there were photos of lights. There are always lights radiated.
有彩虹光,
the rainbow light or the sunlight,
波夜光,
or the prajna light,
光,
or the lights of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. There's so many lights. So those were the great, wonderful spiritual response that we had.
那我们继续啊,
now let us continue.
六祖禅经,
on the Platform Sutra of the Six Patriarchs. This statement is very important. The Six Patriarchs said that with one full thought or thought with no wisdom, then the prajna would stop. With one wise thought, then the prajna would be born. Most fools always talk about prajna, but in their mind and their heart, there's no prajna.
念念说空, 不是真空.
And some people, when you often say about practicing prajna and saying that talking about emptiness all the time, but they do not recognize the true emptiness, because prajna has no forms, but prajna is in the mind. So if you say it this way, then this is called the wisdom of the prajna.
人的一念非常的重要.
There are three importances here, that our mind or our thoughts are very important.
就是千古恨,一失足,就是千古恨.
We often say about this that with one fault or one mistake,
一刹那之间,
then
不注意,
there would be sufferings of a long time or regrets for a long time.
所以我们一念,
therefore, our thoughts are very important.
阿弥陀经,
it's the same when we drive, for example.
往生这个西方极乐世界佛,
like it was said in the Amitabha Sutra,
就是要你,
in being born in the Pure Land, it focuses on
念往生,
focusing your mind. So if you are fully concentrated on being reborn in the Pure Land without any other thoughts, then you will be born in the Pure Land.
一心不乱,
then this is called the single-mindedness of pure concentration.
念是非常重要的,
so this single-mindedness is very important.
你只要一念的,
the Six Patriarchs always said, also said,
这个波叶就,
that with one foolish thought, then the prajna would disappear, that the originally pure mind would be gone. But with one wise thought, the prajna would give rise. So the second point, the Six Patriarchs said that most people always often talk about prajna. Actually, they don't embody the prajna. They talk about emptiness, but they don't apply the emptiness.
所以这些话里面呢、啊，真正的要
so in this statement
在讲
the key importance is
非常的重要
that put them into realization or applying them is very important. It's very important that you apply them, even if you embody or understand the prajna, you need to apply them. It's not just by talking about it. And in reality, you don't. Then you don't, or you lose the application or the realization of prajna. If you don't put them into practice or apply them,then prajna is just a knowledge.
他这里面讲,
the third point,
你不要以为啊, 啊, 我一切讲空就,
don't think that by talking about emptiness, that's good enough. That everything is basically empty. Whatever I do is intrinsically empty, right?
什么事都可以做了, 反正,
then you can do anything, because everything is empty in nature anyway.You can't say that.
这是真正的空。
That's not the true empty nature. 所以
修行人啊，是用
So as spiritual cultivators,
来修空。
We use the notion of existences to practice the empty nature. You need to utilize your body to do, and your mind to think about the emptiness.So once you have a thought in your mind, then that's the realm of existences. So you need the thought, which is existence, to prove the empty nature. You use the body, who is a composite of the four elements, to realize the Buddhahood. So we use the,
以自己有的身体去修正这个空的，这样子才是有
the inauthenticity to prove the truthfulness, the truth. Because prajna has no form.
慧心也是没有形象的。
And
既然没有形象
，the prajna also has no.Form. So how do you practice it? Then you use your body, your mind, your speech, your actions to practice and to truly realize the empty nature. These are the key points. There are a lot of Buddhist concepts that cannot be apart from existences and empty nature.So if you can comprehend between the existences and empty nature, then that's the middle way. You can't go into either extremes of existences nor the emptiness.
啊，刚刚莲仲法师有提到本分。
And Reverend 莲仲 was talking about one's role.
我们做的都是本分的事。
So whatever we do is according to our role.
他们都离开本分的很多。
So in this world, there are a lot of people that are not staying true to their roles.
很高的官的。
For example, people, officials in high positions, like presidents, that's officials in the highest position, right?
但是他们一念愚。
But with one foolish.Then they would make a mistake, and the result is very pitiful. So we should keep or maintain our role and do what we're supposed to do. Nagarjuna have said.That in Buddhism, there are four dharmas that's very important. First is the way, the dharma, or the way of being a human. So it's the integrity of a human. That's also things according to our role. Second is how to do good work. that's also things that we should do according to our role.
那么修行人要对治你产生
And spiritual cultivators need to counter
都要用对
For example, our thoughts of greed, or desire, anger, or ignorance or delusion. So that's the ways how to counter this kind of thoughts. And fourth, it's the ultimate truth of the Buddhism.And you need to understand that, and that is prajna, or wisdom.
用为识，用中。
You use the consciousness,
证明波叶
or the middle way, to prove the wisdom or prajna, and that's the ultimate truth.
那我们在这个有缘众生知道佛法的，都是在做本性。
People who know Buddhism, they do according to their role, and they
不用分别心给他看
do the body work.
用分别心看外面的
So if you look at all the people in this world,
好像精神
with no discrimination, then everybody is a Buddha. But with discrimination, whatever they do.It's mad, it's crazy, they're like great people, crazy people. They are seeking after something. So we have a story about this mental patient. I like to tell stories about mental patients because this is quite suitable for everyone.
按照精神科的医师也是这样子讲哦，精神科医师。
According to psychiatry, it's like that. That our conduct and behavior.
跟我们每一个人的想念。
And our thought.
不超过那个界限的。
As long as it doesn't go over the
正常
standard.
超过那个界限以上的，就是。
If it's under the,the standard, then that's normal. If it's above or over that, then it would be abnormal. So we can say that all of us are mental. It just depends, you know, how bad you are. That's why this song, this English song, that's called Crazy for You. It's like craziness for you. Actually, a lot of things that we do is just like the crazy person. So there's this head of a mental hospital that's being relocated back and forth. And one time, he was relocated to this mental hospital. And all the mental patients like this.
This doctor,
they became his fans, and they liked this doctor very much. And he asked, you know, you didn't like the doctor before me, but why did you like me so much? And the patient said, because you are just like us.
This is fun.Fans,
that's the fans.
啊，粉丝那个国语就把它翻成粉丝。
So fans is transliterated into Chinese as 粉丝。
我像不像精神
？So I was thinking, do I look like the head of that mental hospital because I have so many fans following me?
Yeah, 有时候我也是精神病啊。
Sometimes I'm also crazy.
有一个精神病人啊
There was a
他说
mental patient that told his doctor
一直在想自己是一只母鸡
He regarded himself as a hen.
那医生就讲这个
Chicken, a hen. And the doctor thought, oh, this is bad case.
那你为什么
You regard yourself as a hen? Why?
那个医院里面治疗一直
Why don't you come to the hospital sooner to get yourself cured.
他说,
why did you wait till now? And he said,
我的家人啊,
because my family,
等着我生蛋了,
my family members were waiting for me to hatch an egg.
他的家人差不多都, 他自己以为是母鸡, 大家都, 哦, 你是母鸡, 那我们等,
so his family members were also mad, right? Because he thought he was a hen, and his family members also thought he was a hen, and they were waiting for him to hatch an egg.
这个世间啊, 我称这个我们的娑婆世,
so in this world, the Saha world,
林长, 蝉雀收容所,
it's the,
一个人心灵上都有缺点,
the a refuge for
我们中国,
mentally abnormal people, and especially through the school. So mentally handicapped people.
我自己有时候也是有点神经兮兮的,
even I myself sometimes feel slightly crazy. So Simu is not here today.
善哉善哉就是很好的意思。
It's like, that's good, that's good.
不是我以前讲那个笑话,
but it's not like
和尚啊,
what was told in the joke.
和尚,
there was this old monk that went into a retreat, and he had
以后啊,
he had a lot of wines. And when we got out of the retreat, the wines were gone. So he told a lot of his disciples, long time no see in Chinese, but it sounds like the wines are gone, the good wines are gone. And one replied, oh, that's good, but actually there's another meaning that sounds like, who knows, and then one person said, oh, the Buddha is full of compassion, but can also mean that I drank 4 cups.
罪过,
and the other one said,
啊, 他曾经,
I've been drunk before, I've been drunk.
一个是, 一个他是比较老实的,
and then one of them is rather honest, and he said, Amitabha, which also meant, I didn't steal the wine.
啊, 今天师母不在, 善哉, 善哉。
So today, 师母's not here. That,
这里,
that's good, that's good.
嗯, 啊, 老伯不在的这个笑话, 啊,
so that's his joke about the wife's not being home.
有一个先生跟这个太太啊, 两个出去到百货公司,
so the husband and his wife went to the mall.
他突然间看不到他老婆, 老婆,
and he did not see his wife next to him.
啊, 他就请旁边的这个一个比较很漂亮的这个,
so he asked
a young beautiful
lady next to him and told her, my wife's not here. Can you help me?
他说我能够帮忙你什么?
What can I help you with?
他说不要紧的, 只要我跟你在这里谈话, 在这边一直谈,
that's fine. Just as long as we have this conversation,
只跟美女谈话,
as long as I chat with the beautiful lady, then my wife would immediately appear next to me. There's nothing else you need to do. Just talk to me. Then she would appear right away.
我也很怕,
so
I'm
also afraid that Simu would appear right away. Would appear all of a sudden.
这个, 我们行者, 修行人, 要记住主的话,
we as spiritual cultivators should listen to
不要有一,
the words of the six patriarchs.
不能有一念余,
don't have even one foolish thought.
你一念的智
Always maintain the wisdom of your thoughts.
我们行者要
Spiritual cultivators, we need to put into realization.
上师讲的无所得
Like what Master 连杰 was talking about, nothing is attainable.And if you know that nothing is attainable, then you will not be greedy, you will not be filled with anger, or you will not be deluded. Then you use the existence to train or to realize the empty nature and to realize the wisdom.
是我们精神正常的还是精神不正常
So whether we are normal mentally or abnormal,
要自己觉悟这个智慧
we need to realize or to enlighten ourselves with this wisdom, then we enlighten others. That at least we should be reborn in the Western paradise or in the pure land, and don't be.Reincarnated in the six different realms. So even if you become a president, so what? There are a lot of troubles or problems with the presidents, with many presidents, or the high officials. Rather than going after those, it's better if you just keep or maintain your role.And do your duties, what you're supposed to do, and to apply your bodhicitta to help others, to help sentient beings. Because we know there is the pure land, and there's Buddhahood to attain, that you can become a bodhisattva.And you can attain the power of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas.
所以莲杰上师讲众
So Master 莲杰 said that all sentient beings are the home, sit syllable. We cannot undermine the ordinary people outside.
追求世俗
So who are they? They are who are going after the mundane affairs.
轻忽他们
We still cannot look down upon them. We should respect them. Because if they keep their roles and do their duties, then as spiritual cultivators, we can teach them how to train in spiritual cultivation. That to be a human being, to do good, to counter the greed, anger, and delusion,And to maintain our role.
想一切都是因缘
To eliminate the greed, delusion.
虽然是已经有大成
And we need to know the causes and conditions. Even when a Buddha has the great attainments, he still cannot deliver those with no affinities. So the fact that we can be together, that's affinity.The fact that you can listen to Buddha Dharma, that's also affinity. The Buddha said, if you have faith, that's a great fortune, that's a merit. You're very lucky that you can generate faith upon hearing the Buddha Dharma. That the pure faith is the greatest fortune, the greatest merit.
所以这一切都是
And that's the resources for your spiritual cultivation.
我们也不能够
And this everything based on affinity. We cannot force others to believe.
有时候会起冲突
Because if you force others, then there may be conflicts.
这个爱啊跟恨的
Then there would be love and hatred.
这个都是不好的
generated, and that's not good.
因为 一切都是因缘
because everything
平常心去看待
has its own affinity, so we need to look upon everything with the ordinary mind.
冥冥中自有定数
And Master 莲杰 lastly said about that everything is predestined.
自有定数
It is predestined.
啊，如果不是冥冥中自有定数啊
if it's not predestined, then I don't need to talk about everything else. That things that's supposed to happen, it'll happen, and things that's supposed to disappear, will disappear. I don't need to talk about Buddha Dharma. If you read my book and they believe, then they would come. You can't say that, though. Although it is predestined, we still want to put in our best efforts to change the predestiny. On the positive side, we want to change the best we can, but on the negative side, we understand that there is this underlying predestiny. So simply said,
像师尊生日,
like
我的生日,
for Grandmaster's birthday,
如果在台湾做生日,
if I celebrate my birthday in Taiwan, there would be tens of thousands of people attending, especially if you announce it ahead of time. But here in America, maybe thousands of people. You cannot say tens of thousands, but maybe thousands. Because that's predestined that everything has its own process and condition. Look, when I was in Taiwan, I was giving the Dharma teaching. I went back to Taiwan in less than a month, and I told them, okay, I'll conduct a ceremony here, perhaps a week ahead of time. Immediately, there were 35,000 participants for the ceremony. But in America, conducting whether it's ceremony or birthday celebration, I know maybe there's 1,000 people. But definitely not reaching 10,000 people. That's causes and conditions. Because it's hard to get U.S. visas for those living in Southeast Asia or Asia to come to America, and they are applying for U.S. visas and they got denied. A lot of the reference also experienced that. So that's causes and conditions. Because the fact it's in America and how it is, that's a certain kind of process and condition. If you're in Singapore, in Taiwan, or Indonesia, or Thailand, or Hong Kong, Japan, any of those places, there will be many participants. That's all due to the causes and conditions
of the different
places. Of course, I wish that the ceremonies conducted by the Seattle Temple would have more and more participants. We need to change this predestiny. We cannot destine it to be only in the thousands.
谁建的那个体育场做法会啊?
We can also conduct the Quest Stadium. We can maybe conduct ceremony there. But if you only have thousands of people attending, then only people, only the front part would be filled with people, but not the rest. But in Taiwan, in Singapore, there were like 60,000-70,000 people attending. We rented 6 big halls, and each hall can be filled with 10,000 people. And they were all full. We were all filled with people.
在马来西亚一样啊。
It's the same in Malaysia too.
数万人的法会啊。
It was over. It was tens of thousands.
我就
as soon as I went there, closed my eyes and I could see tens of thousands. And in Seattle, I know that it would only reach thousands of people. And like what Master Lian Jie said, that it's predestined.
对不对？
Without you knowing it, his numbers show that in the North America, we have not given more effort into it. Because there are a lot of big cities around here too.
南美方面南美方面
And in South America,
要进来有时候也不容易的
It's also not quite easy for them to get US visas to come to the United States.
在这个美西、美东、这个北美、南美，我们这个度假的工作。
In the West Coast or East Coast of America, Canada, South America, you know, the responsibility of delivering or helping sentient beings are on the shoulders of everyone, not just on Grandmaster's shoulder, because one day Grandmaster's body too will deteriorate. Like Master Lian Jie said that tomorrow will be better. It's not necessarily better, but tomorrow we will definitely be older.
师尊有一天呢，身体也会败坏掉。
That one day Grandmaster's body too will deteriorate.
又矮。
It'll be old.
又黑。
And short. And dark. And ugly.
病。
And sick.
到时候叮叮。
And then one day, I'll be ding ding and gone. Then where would the responsibility be on? It could not be just on Master Lian Ming, right? Just one person. It's like he's the head of the class and these are all the students. After I'm gone, that's not the case.
还有一位会来皈依的啊，会来剃度的。
There was another person who would enter into the Sangha, which is the Professor Yang Yong of Brazil.
莲花童子，大的。
He's also the Maha or the Great Orange.
这一下子。
Padma Kumara.
是八的个莲花童子都到。
So now the 18.
是八个大莲花童子都。
Great Padma Kumaras.
大莲花童子还继续。
Are complete.
还有。
Of course, there are more other great Padma Kumaras, not just 18.
梁勇来出家。
But once 梁勇 be ordained, then he would be the great orange Padma Kumara.Then the 18 great Padma Kumaras would be complete.
那么还有很多的大莲花童子
And there are other great Padma Kumaras, medium Padma Kumaras, and small Padma Kumaras.
回到马哈双莲池
And once they have attainments, they can return to the Maha Double Lotus Ponds.
记住六祖所说的
AndWe need to remember what was said by the six patriarchs. That of the great Padma Kumaras, and also the masters, the reference, the disciples, please do not make a mistake that you will regret all your life.As soon as you attach to something, then you would be reincarnated in the six rebirth realms. If you attach to money, then you would be reborn in the six rebirth realms. If you attach to your temple, or his or her temple, then he or she will be reborn in the six rebirth realms. He or she, if attached to his reputation or name, then would be reborn in the six rebirth realms. Or to the material or sensual world, he or she would also be reborn in the six rebirth realms. Or if he or she is attached to hatred or resentments, he or she would also be reborn. He or she, if whether it's the great medium or small Padma Kumaras or masters or reference, if you're still attached to his or her territory, that this is my temple, this is my area, then he or she will be reborn in the six rebirth realms. That's quite simple. Because you have this attachment. If you don't open your heart and take out or show the wisdom of the true emptiness,
then
you would be reborn. If you want to return to the Mahadevil Lotus Pond, you cannot be attached to anything. Or if you attach to your color, I am the white great Padma Kumara, and the club, I belong to the club of the white Padma Kumara. I'll find all the white Padma Kumaras and create a club. And then the golden Padma Kumaras also say that I'll find, after you're gone, I'll find several golden great Padma Kumaras and I'll create a club of the golden Padma Kumaras. Or the great yellow Padma
Kumaras.
Okay, call it a yellow sect of great Padma Kumaras. Everybody become the spiritual leaders of his or her own sect.
Like the
become, you know, the leader or the head of his own club or sect, and they fight against each others, and great schools or all these different cults and sects and schools and clubs. If you do that, then you cannot go back to the Mahadevil Lotus Pond. So don't even think about your territory that you want to propagate or spread your own ways, and you eat up all the other territories. That as long as there's opportunities, then you would eat them up. You cannot have such thought. That's very important, because once you attach to something, then you would be reborn the six rebirth realms. Only if you get rid of all attachments and that your mind is truly empty, that in the empty mind you have no person and no ways. And if you realize the prajna or wisdom, then you use your conduct and behavior to apply them and to realize it. Realize the prajna. Wherever I go, people would ask me to spread the Dharma teaching, but I don't put my name on any of the temples. Directors or owners or anything. And I don't put any importance on my belongings or that I own any of the temples.
意义你知道
You know, because if I do,
好多亿的
that the Taiwan Lichang Temples
那个美金起来的
is billions of dollars,
你要算亿万富豪啊，你拥有台湾雷藏寺
if I were the owner of the Taiwan Lichang Temple, then I would be a billionaire.
是很大的
Taiwan Lichang Temple is huge.
非常庄严的价值。他买的土地也是。
The building, the temple is great. And the land is close to 40.
是快要 70 acres.
It's about 70 acres.
快要70 acres 的土地，单单土地有70 acres.
Just the land is close to 70 acres.
不得了的意义的，我只要当那里。
And the buildings is amazing.
归在我的。
So if I were the abbot of the Taiwan Temple, and I were the owner of the Taiwan Lichang Temple, then I would be a billionaire. Then I could eat laying in my bed. That's not a good idea.
我不把所有的产权当产权，不看在我的眼中。
But I don't regard that I owe, that I own any of those.
修行的地方。
It's just a place for our spiritual cultivation for a short period of time, temporarily.
十分就是你每一个人都有份。
That each of us has our,
女田宫
has our,portion.
每一个人都有资产。
That we, each of us own something.
其实我可以
owns a portion of things.
我干脆来
so we can think this way. Let me sell the land and the houses of the Mahabalu's pond.
栋房子跟
Their master would sign
所有钱
A certificate that say that you own this piece of land and this house in Mahadevaluta's Pond, number one, number two, number three.
我来卖这个就很有钱了。
And by selling this, I would earn a lot of money.
不能够的，不可以的。
You can't, you cannot do this.
世界上的
You're not allowed to do this.
很有钱，很有钱的。
The richest man of this world.
将来要守他的本分。
In the future too, he has to
将来呢,
maintain his role. That in the future,
会无所得,
there's nothing that truly belongs to him.
无所得,
you need to truly comprehend that nothing is truly attainable. In Taiwan, there were two famous people. One is President Chen Shui-bian.
就是这样子
That's it Like this
以前常常呢
Erica is often like this
一个姿势啊就是这样
This gesture that she often made I don't say anything
以前一个最有钱的王永庆啊最有钱啊
Oh, the richest man before 王永庆 He's now he's like this too
最有名的
The most famous and the most
当总统的
The richest The one who became president They're all the same It's all the same
也不算是这个无名小辈也不是无名小辈
Grandmaster is not an unknown small person
有几个人认得
That ifAt least some people would recognize my name. Or when I walk on the street, people would know me and pay homage, pay respect to me.
没有用的。
But there's no use.
要知道无所得。
You need to know about this concept that nothing is unattainable.
你只是守你的本分去修行。
That you only...Do your spiritual cultivation by maintaining your role.
守你的本分去弘法
And propagate the Buddha Dharma within your role.
一切归空啊
That at the end, everything would become empty.
我们回到啊这个最清净的佛土
and we return to the most pure, the purest pure land that's filled with Buddha's light, that everyone is equal. Om Mani Padme Hum.
非常感谢圣尊的宝贵开示，请。
We are very grateful for Grandma Su's precious Dharma teaching.
大家报告。
There are several announcements. Grandma Su's latest book number 208.
欢迎大家到佛吉布。
The Great Laugh Three Times is available at the bookshop.
下午一时至六时。
And on Sunday, June 7th, from 1 to 6 at the Linwood Convention Center, we would conduct two Buddha repentance ceremonies and also have the Grand Master's birthday celebration. You can also check the website for further details. On June 14th, and Sunday 3 p.m. at the Rainbow Temple, Grand Master will personally conduct Kalachakra Homa and confer Kalachakra empowerment. And on June 19th, there would be the Walk of Rice from 8 to 12 at the Seawood Park. The Seattle Temple will also